This is episode 5, Hate Something, Change Something. For those of you who are new, we are saying no to bad behavior, we're saying no to poor business practices, and we're going to strive for higher standards. My name is Roland. I spent 20 years in business. I'm tired of the way things are done. I want to make changes. I want you to help me. I'm not going to sell you anything. We're just going to talk about sound business practices and the way work should be done. And some of this might seem obvious, some might be new to you. The whole point is we want to share information and we want to improve. The way you can help? Leave feedback. Visit HateSomethingChangeSomething.com. Leave a message. You can record one through the website. You can go and leave show notes. Better yet, tell a friend. Pass the link on to somebody and say, hey, check out this audio podcast or read the blog. So I'm having a lot of fun with this whole theme of how to run your business like Gordon Ramsay. You know, if you're wondering what this is all about, go back and listen to episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4. I explain it very thoroughly. Point is, we're talking about learning from a successful business owner. And in this week, I want to talk about find a need, fill a need. Now, you might say, that sounds familiar. And if you're a parent, it definitely does, because you probably have this movie in your home video library. Robots. It's a fun movie. It's, you know, a little warm and fuzzy family thing. Little boy robot grows up, tries to go out into the big city to figure out his place in the world. What's he going to do? How's he going to go and add value to society and find his niche? And it's a great underlying concept. Find a need, fill a need. So when you marry this back to the whole Gordon Ramsay thing, whenever you see him going on Kitchen Nightmares, he's going out, prowling around the town, trying to figure out what the customers really want, and that's what we talked about in episode 4. Once you sort of identify what that is, you really need to go and implement some sort of transformational change. So you take the learnings of what the market will bear. If you're charging too much, if you're charging too little, you know, what is it that everybody really wants? You know, if there isn't a good hamburger from Miles, you want to be known for serving the best one. If the locals are all young bohemians, then you need to go and serve cheap, good food that they can afford. You know, if the local butcher says thick steak is his number one bestseller and he can't keep them in stock, then if there's no steakhouses in town, perhaps you should be transforming your business into a steakhouse. Yes, I know this is all about robots and restaurants, and you're like, Roland, what the hell are you talking about? The point is very simple. These concepts translate across any kind of retail environment, any kind of product or business service environment. Just think about it. Find a need, fill a need, especially in this market where there is such saturation. You have to niche down. You have to figure out what is the vacancy and how can you fill that and how can you be the best in what you do. Find a need, fill a need. I love the concept. Very simple. Sometimes it's incredibly hard to identify. Sometimes it's just brilliant and you want to just knock yourself in the head and say, like, why the hell didn't I think of that before? I could have been doing this all along. It's well within, you know, my service offerings. It just didn't even occur to me. So, topic 2 for today. I want to talk a little bit more about learning what your customers want. We touched on this the last time, and we talked a lot about, you know, solutions for going in and mining that rich field of people who are just itching to give their opinion about your products and services. And again, listen to episode 4 if you want to hear about all these different ways of doing it. I want to share a real-world experience that just happened to pop up after I recorded that episode. A while back, not too long ago, I was invited to join an advisory board, you know, advisory panel for a particular service that I subscribe to. I'm going to keep the names generic here. It doesn't matter. But basically, they approached me this time around and said that they're developing a mobile site for the services I use and you know, invited me to go and provide my opinions. So they provided me with a link to the prototype site, and the survey is just very, very simple. Lets me comment on specific screens and functionality, gives me a list of very brief list of questions, open-ended response fields, so I don't have to sort of feel like I have to answer only what they say. I can go and actually type in verbatim response, so I can give them my opinion and, you know, elaborate on it. I identify the brand, model, and carrier of my mobile device, so it demonstrates relevancy. And, you know, the fact that they're providing screenshots along with the questions, very, very helpful, because, you know, it's always a pain to sit there and be pulling out your phone while you're sitting at a computer trying to go and answer a survey. But generally speaking, the whole idea, it was executed very well. in some ways. In some other ways, they failed. So, for example, the invitation email that they send me to this thing, it says, you know, WAP survey. That's the subject line. I recognize the sender, looking at it in my inbox, but, you know, WAP survey. Now, I know what WAP is only because I do mobile marketing for many years, and it means wireless access protocol or wireless application protocol, depending on who you want to talk to. But WAP is a meaningless term for the majority of people. And quite frankly, if I didn't know what mobile marketing was and developing WAP sites, I'd probably go and delete that. I wouldn't even open it thinking it was some sort of spam that managed to get past the junk folder. So lesson learned right here. Speak to me in English. Write an inviting subject line. You know, as good as the survey was, the stupid email that they sent, they failed miserably on that. Bad user experiences. What I really enjoyed about the survey was I got to go and give all sorts of opinion about what I felt was bad user experience in this mobile website. Overall, it wasn't a bad site, and I wouldn't use a lot of the functionality that it provided me. But I was able to comment on a lot of useless extra steps in the user flow that I didn't appreciate, expectations of me inputting code numbers that I wouldn't easily have access to. I mean, come on, if you're in your little mobile phone there, all of a sudden they're asking you to input code numbers from a device that supposedly is you're nowhere near because you're using your mobile device to access it. I mean, it makes no sense, right? You know? And then also security is important to me. It's like, why isn't my login like a secure HTTPS, and why isn't my whole session secure? Because I'm obviously passing information back and forth over the web, which generally is not secure. So, you know what I mean? But the point is, they solicited my feedback. They did some things great. They did some things questionable. I got to go and unload on three really important opinions about how this service would be of value to me if they did certain things. And now they've gained some excellent learning from myself as well as all the other participants. So think about that. Think about how you can apply that for your own day-to-day processes. You know, sampling your customers on how you could do something better. Does the flow make sense? You know, are there ways that you can go and make the process of something a lot easier, smoother? Think about it. Finally, topic three for today, I want to share some useful links. Following up on a discussion we had in episode three, where we were talking about tools for professional networking, and something we discussed was meetup.com. I really love this site, and go back in episode three and listen to all the reasons why. But I actually, since then, I found two more. I was actually listening to CC Chapman's podcast, Managing the Gray. If you have never heard that, definitely go seek that out. It's pretty cool. Managing the Gray, G-R-A-Y. And he basically talks a lot about new media space, very passionate guy. And he mentioned two other sites that I had never even heard of, upcoming.org, upcoming.org, and Eventful, eventful.com. Very same principle as Meetup. You know, you're basically in a geographic radius on some sort, you know, it's basically an event calendar of what's going on in your geographic radius. The thing I was disappointed about with Upcoming and Eventful, they didn't have as many business and technology related events that, you know, I would be wanting to look for. But again, that's just my personal opinion, because what I'm using it for is professional networking, to get out there, meet other business owners, and try to identify opportunities for me to go and network or to, you know, find resources or get actual perform work for other people. But if you're using it for something else, like trying to find groups in certain niches or musical categories or other type of interests, you definitely could find something interesting there. So, you know, I thought Meetup was a little bit stronger in the topics I was interested in, but you might actually, your mileage might vary. So I definitely recommend you check that out. Anyway, those are the three topics I wanted to touch on today. I like to keep these episodes really short so you can digest it in small bites. Next week, in our continuing Do Business Like Gordon Ramsay series, we're going to be talking about controlling chaos. It's one of my favorite phrases. So, what are your thoughts? Agree with everything I say? Disagree? Want to add something? Want to go and share some more websites? Want to share some experiences? Visit hatesomethingchangesomething.com. You can record a voice message. You can leave a comment in the show notes. Do me a favor, forward this on to somebody and say, hey, check this out. I'd appreciate it. You know, even if you want to send me something, you can email to feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. finally, let me give thanks to those of you who send me little notes of encouragement. I also want to thank AJT. He's an artist on a Podsafe Music Network. You're listening to his track called Apple Chunk Guitar. You can find this artist and other great musicians on the Podsafe Music Network. Also, check out the Blueberry Network, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. They offer great stats if you are a podcaster and want to find out who in the world is listening to your recordings. That's it. I'm out of here. Go out, shake things up a bit, make some noise. Talk to you next week.